the Lord. And Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years." And the angel answered and said to him, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. But behold, you will be mute and not able to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time." And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he lingered so long in the temple. But when he came out, he could not speak to them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned to them and remained speechless. So it was, as the days of his service were completed, that he departed to his own house. Now after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she hid herself 5 months, saying, "Thus the Lord dealt with me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among people." Now look down at verse 36. It says, "Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the 6th month of her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." As I studied Zacharias and Elizabeth last week, I realized that there was a lot more to be said about these two people, especially during the Christmas season. Next week, we'll really focus on the birth of Jesus Christ, but I really felt compelled this week to continue to talk about Zacharias and Elizabeth. You see, because I believe many people are discouraged during the Christmas season. And I've come to this conclusion that because a lot of people this time of year think about their lives and think about the things that they had hoped for and realize that the things that they had hoped and prayed for are likely improbable. Many have had aspirations of a fulfilling career, only to find that their career choice wasn't as fulfilling as they thought it would be, or have had to settle for a job outside of their career because of the economy, and it seems improbable that they will ever be able to be satisfied in their career. Many had dreams of a great family life and have been discouraged, maybe because they couldn't have children or they are having difficulty raising their children. Maybe because their relationship with their spouse isn't what they'd hoped it would be, or just the general burdens of family life are making the prospect of having a family that is happy seem improbable. Well, many have aspirations of a satisfying retirement and have concluded that what they worked so hard for wasn't as satisfying as the work they did to get there. And so they're feeling like a satisfying retirement is improbable. Well, today we see a couple, Zacharias and Elizabeth, who have come to the conclusion that something that they had aspired to was very improbable. You see, Zacharias and Elizabeth really wanted to have a child. I'm sure when they first got married, they prayed that the Lord would give them a child. As a matter of fact, we see that the angel announces that your prayer has been answered, Zacharias. So we know that this was something that Zacharias and Elizabeth had prayed for over and over in the past. But as the years went by, the prospect of them having that child that they had prayed for became unlikely. Because of their old age, they realized that the idea of having a family with children was probably not going to happen. But then one day, God, who Zacharias and Elizabeth had served for many years faithfully, decided to make the improbable possible in their lives. God gave them a son who we know as John the Baptist, even though they thought it was very improbable at best. God did this wonderful thing in their lives, even though by all human accounts, it was highly unlikely. But you know what? God is the God of the improbable. Our God is so great that He can do whatever He wants to in our lives and at any time He wants to. And you may be thinking at your life and saying, you know, it's not all that I hoped for. It's not all that I wanted in life. But I want you to understand something. God has a plan for your life. And it will be very satisfying and very fulfilling if you will allow Him to work things out in your life. That's what Zacharias and Elizabeth had to do. They had to let the Lord work these things out and be willing to accept what He had for their lives. Now, what about you? Do the prospects of a satisfying life seem improbable? Well, God did many improbable things when He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus, to this earth to show you that He has a plan for your life that will bring you real happiness, the kind of happiness that you may have given up on. So today I want us to take a look at this passage and see why God makes the improbable possible in our lives. Let's look once again at the scripture. It says in verse 6, "And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless." Now, God makes the improbable possible in our lives when we are faithful to Him. When we are faithful. Now, God makes a point of telling us something about Zacharias and Elizabeth. Some things He wanted us to know about them. And I believe He wants us to know this for a reason. He wants us to know this for a reason. And I'm going to go over some of those reasons as we talk today. I believe it is to show us the kind of people that God uses to make the improbable possible. You know, God wants to use us as His vessels, but He wants to shape us in the vessel that He wants to use. And so oftentimes He is shaping us so that we will be what He wants us to be when He uses us. This is exactly what happened in the life of Zacharias and Elizabeth. Now, these people weren't perfect. They weren't perfect, but there were some things about them that made them usable. And one of those things was they were faithful to the Lord. Let's look at how they were faithful to Him. First of all, they were righteous before God. They were righteous before God. Now, this means they sought to live their lives apart from sin. They were righteous before God. They sought to live their lives apart from sin. They tried not to do anything that was wrong or evil. Now, like I said, they weren't perfect. There was probably times when they did stuff like that. But the overall characteristic of their life was that they would avoid doing that which was wrong. And we see that in their lives. And I believe that if we will do that in our lives, God will bless us and use us. Now, it may not be the way we want at the time, but I promise you, if you are faithful to try and keep sin out of your life, God will be able to use you. That's the kind of person God can use. And then we must realize we need help with this battle. Now, we can't do this on our own. We can't avoid sin on our own. We need the Lord to help us. It comes first in the forgiveness that we get from the Lord. You know, when we sin, I'm so glad we can go to the Lord and say, Lord, please forgive me. And He forgives that sin. And it's out of our lives. And we can just trust that He doesn't hold that against us. I think the devil tries to do that sometimes in our lives. He tries and says, you did this in the past, and therefore God's never going to bless you. That is a lie from the pits of hell. That is a lie. When you ask for forgiveness from God, He is faithful and just to forgive you of all unrighteousness and cleanse you from that sin. So don't let that happen in your life. I'm sure throughout the years, Elizabeth and Zacharias were tormented by the devil by them saying, well, if we didn't do this in the past, we might have had a son. We might have had a baby. But no, that was not the truth. And we need not listen to that lie in our lives either. We need not listen to that lie in our lives either. So we just rely on the Lord. We rely on His Holy Spirit to help us overcome sin in our lives. When we have Jesus as our Savior, we are considered righteous before God. So understand that. Remember what I said before. Your righteousness isn't because of who you are. It's because of who Jesus is. That's why we have righteousness. Because of His mercy on us. And so that's important. The second thing I see characteristic of Zacharias and Elizabeth is this. They were walking in all the commandments. Now, not only did they try not to do anything wrong, but they sought to do everything that was right. Understand that. Zacharias and Elizabeth not only sought not to do anything wrong, but they tried to do everything that they thought was right, that God had commanded them to do that was right. Now, this is very important. This is very important. As they got evil deeds out of their lives, they replaced them with godly deeds. Now, this can be done as we allow the Spirit of God to control our lives and let the commandments of God influence our actions. Now, it also says they were blameless in all the ordinances. So, this is the third characteristic of their lives. First, they tried to get sin out of their lives. Second, they tried to keep all the commandments, tried to do right. And then, they were faithful in their religious practices. Now, this is something that we need to remember as Christians. God uses those who are faithful in their practices to the Lord. They sought to be faithful in their religious practice. Now, I want to ask you a question. Suppose Zacharias, the day he was called upon to be in the temple, decided, you know, I'm kind of tired today. I'm going to sleep in. And he didn't go to the temple that day. Think about that. He wouldn't have been where God wanted to talk to him that day and reveal His plan for his life. So many times as I'm preaching, as a pastor, this happens all the time. I'm preaching a message and I say to myself, boy, I wish so-and-so was here because this is just what he or she needs to hear. And it seems like the Sundays that they're out, it's when they should be there the most. Understand, that happens. And we need to understand that when we are not faithful we miss out on what God wants to do in our lives. But when we are faithful, then God is able to use us. We have to have this character trait in our lives. Are we faithful to the house of God? Are we faithful to come to Sunday school, to come to church, to come on our Bible studies on Wednesday night, to come to the things that He wants us to come to be reading our Bible and praying on a regular, faithful basis? These are things that God wants us to be faithful in. And if we will be faithful, then we will see God use us. And that's what we need. We need to understand that. Now, you may be thinking that God's holding His blessings from you because for something that you've done wrong, or because you're not doing something right. Now, this thing is not right. This thought is not right. Many times we get this thought in our minds. It goes like this. Well, God is not blessing me because I'm doing something wrong or I'm not doing something right. Now understand, that can be the case, but it's not always the case. Especially what we see here in the lives of Zacharias and Elizabeth. We clearly see, and God makes it very clear, that Zacharias and Elizabeth were faithful. They were trying to get evil out of their lives, and they were trying to do right. They were not doing anything wrong. They were doing everything right, and they were faithful to God. But the Bible says that they had a reproach upon them from men. When Elizabeth knew she was pregnant, she was like, God is going to take my reproach away from among men. Here's what happened. These faithful, wonderful people of God were being looked at as people that had done something wrong or weren't doing something right, when all the time they were doing what was right and they were faithful, but others had said, you must be doing something wrong, or you must not be doing something right, and that's why God's not blessing. Well, that was totally wrong. And we need to get those thoughts out of our mind because they don't line up with the Bible. We need right thinking. That's what we've been learning on Wednesday night. We need right thinking, and right thinking is based on the truth of God's Word. And so, can you imagine the torment that Zacharias and Elizabeth would have had on their lives if they would have fallen into this trap that said, we must be doing something wrong, or we must not be doing something right, and that's why God's not blessing us. When all the time they were doing that, it's just that God had a different plan and a different time in what He was going to do in their lives. And that's what we need to see in our lives. You know, right now as you look at your life, you may be saying, I don't understand why I'm not being blessed. I must be doing something wrong, or I must not be doing something right. Well, when you ask God to reveal those things, remember something. God is not the author of confusion. God has promised over and over again in His Word to guide you. Okay? And if God doesn't reveal something that you're doing wrong or something that you should be doing right, then maybe He's just saying, my plan is different than what your expectations are. And we need to be willing to accept that. That's what Zacharias and Elizabeth had to do for most of their lives. And we need to see that, folks. But in the process of all that, We can still be faithful. We can still please God and wait on Him for His blessings. That's what we need to see here. Because what it did in the lives of Zacharias and Elizabeth was it actually helped them in their lives. And that's the second thing that we need to see. God makes the improbable possible so His plan for our lives can be fulfilled. And when God fulfills His plan in our lives, it will be highly satisfying. God had a purpose and plan for this couple. That plan would accomplish two things in their lives. It would bring joy and gladness to their lives. Understand something. God's plan may be different than your plan, but God's plan will bring far greater joy in your life. It will bring far greater joy. True joy comes from allowing God to fulfill His plan in our lives. This may mean putting aside our purpose and plan, putting aside our expectations. But the second thing this plan would do is it would draw others to the Savior. You see, it's very clear that this plan was orchestrated by God to bring glory to the Lord Jesus Christ and to make sure that everyone knew that this wasn't a plan that worked out because of man's efforts, but because of God's efforts. That's what we need to see. You know, in Sunday school, as we discussed the Christmas story, one of the things we realized is that no man or men could have orchestrated this event or the events surrounding the birth of Jesus Christ. There's no way. This had to be from God. And why do you think God worked it out that way? So people would look at the plan, look at what happened, and be saying, that was from God. There's no other way that could have worked out except it be from the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's exactly why He does it that way. And that's why God works in your life that way. You know, God doesn't want our lives to be a testimony to our intellect, to our great abilities, to what we were able to accomplish through our great leadership skills and our wonderful community efforts. That's not what God wants to reveal in our lives. God wants to reveal His great grace and mercy in our lives. That's what He wants to reveal. And so that's going to take a little bit different turn for our lives if that's the case. That means I can be the greatest preacher in the world and may not be able to reach anybody. You know, some of the greatest missionaries in the world only had one or two converts. You understand? But it's not about that. It's about who gets the glory. It's about who gets the glory. And you may be looking at your life and saying, you know, I've got these abilities, I've got these talents, and I've got all this stuff, and I should be more prosperous in my life, I should be able to do more things, but it's not working out. Well, I want you to understand something. God has a plan for your life. And it's not so that you can display how wonderful you are, but He wants to display how wonderful He is in your life. So that may work your life out a little bit differently because of that. But we should be willing to accept that and understand that happiness comes through allowing the Lord to work in our lives. C.S. Lewis said, a car is made to run on gas, and it would not run properly on anything else. Now, God designed the human machine to run on Himself. He Himself is the fuel of our spirits. We're designed to burn on. Or the food of our spirits, we are designed to feed on. There is no other. That is why it is just no good asking God to make us happy in our own way without bothering about religion or faithfulness to God. God cannot give us a happiness and peace apart from himself, because it is not there. There is no such thing. What a wonderful quote. Let's make our relationship with Jesus the centerpiece of our joy and fulfillment. It may not seem probable, but God can give you joy and fulfillment in the midst of your life and do all this in your life if you will just trust in Him. He will. And that's the third reason God makes the improbable possible, so that we will trust Him. Zacharias had prayed in the past that God would give him a child, but at this point in his life, he did not expect God to do it. He did not expect God to honor that request. But Zacharias missed the point of God's timing. You see, God was working in Zacharias' life in a way that would increase his faith. You see, if God had done what Zacharias and Elizabeth wanted on their timing, his faith would not have increased. But God gave Zacharias and Elizabeth this son on his timing so that their faith would increase. We see that Zacharias didn't believe it, even when the angel Gabriel comes to him and tells him this. He's like, oh, I don't think so. I'm old, and Elizabeth, she's old too. This ain't happening. And so he had to be silent for 9 months because he didn't believe. But boy, did he believe after that. Amen? He sure believed after that. And his faith was increased because of God's timing. Because of God's timing. And that's what we need to understand. God wants us to trust in Him. And if things only happen when we think they ought to happen, our faith will never increase. So, let's trust the Lord. Let's trust that He's going to work things out the way He wants to in our lives, and not expect Him to do things exactly the way we think they should be done. Now let me ask you, does living the way God wants you to live seem improbable? Does having joy and gladness in your life seem improbable? Trust the Lord Jesus Christ and commit to Him in your life, and He will make the improbable possible. He will bless your life. He will. And He will give you a satisfaction and joy in your life that goes beyond all that you ever thought. He promised that He would. But you're going to have to really trust in Him, that He's going to make you what He wants you to be. And that'll be way better than what you want to be.